Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. Every Thursday at 9, we talk about people, news, and events related to Lincoln County government. On the program today, we have Commissioner Terry Thompson. It's a pleasure to have you on. Terry, good morning.
Hi.
Terry, last week, kind of bring our listeners up to speed. You sent a letter to Governor Kitzhaber. You also sent a letter to the Coastal Caucus with your concern about the completeness of the PRUA maps. I think we should just start out by talking about just generally why you did that, and then maybe break down the conversation a little so people understand why it's important.
Coastal Caucus is a group of legislators who represent the coast, but not all from the coast. Some of them are from inland areas that sit down and talk about coastal issues and then try to move coastal issues forward. I mentioned the Coastal Caucus because Arnie Roblin, our senator for this area, has worked about 5 years trying to create a science trust related to the ocean so that there was a way to fund projects in the ocean that require good science but is not controlled directly by a grant-driven organization. It makes it so that science is more credible. And that's one of the things it does. It does a lot of things. It gives a state an area that money can filter through and then appropriate out the different things. I mentioned that because one of the things that's in the letter is talking about using the Coastal Trust to do better science in the ocean. So
the caucus is a committee, it's a vetting process.
Right. It's a group rather than a committee. It's meets and discusses coastal issues and then tries to move things forward.
Right. So appropriate to send it through them.
Right.
What was driving this for you? I mean, did you literally look at these maps physically and say, what is going on here?
Yeah, I glanced at them and I could see they were bad. I knew they were bad before they ever started. The ocean's a complex area, and as we start to get into different new user groups coming in and wanting to zone the ocean, we need an understanding of what's already going on in the ocean. We have a lot of users out there. There's you as a person driving down the coast who looks out into the ocean and sees a view shed that you like. You become a user. So the tourists are users. If you're driving over Cape Foulweather and you look out, you become a stakeholder in the process, and you should be considered in that process. Well, when we started out in the territorial sea plan, the territorial sea for the state of Oregon is from 1 to 3 miles. And a few, over two years ago, we started out in the process to try to understand what was going on there. LCDC, Land Development and Conservation, is the people who managed that process, and they thought they were going to go into a fairly simple process. They're just going to go out and everybody's going to come together and there's going to be a big space out there where wave energy sites can go. Well, as they got into it, they found out that there are already users in literally every section of the ocean out there, and so that requires more in-depth study. And the more they got into it, it got longer, more cumbersome to do. But the end result was nobody was really perfectly happy with the results, but the maps that we had were more complete, where it showed what people were doing here and what people were doing there, so that you could then make a decision based on some credible work. And we're virtually at the same place now with the federal government, who's now going to start talking about how to manage from 3 to 200 miles.
And that's when you say the Pacific Regional Ocean Use Atlas, does it look at the territorial sea as well, or just that outer area?
No, three out to 200.
So you said the process was one that was better. This process is not as good.
Well, here's what's happened. We were 2 years on this little narrow section of the ocean from 1 to 3 miles. Now they're working on a 97 miles off from 3 to 200 miles, 197 miles of the ocean. And it's deep out there. You're not talking about 30 fathoms, you're talking all of a sudden about, two miles, 3 miles deep out there. So you're talking really in cubic miles out there. You're not just talking surface area. And that's one of the things that people don't understand about the ocean. It's one of those concepts. When you live on land, you see a flat surface. You're looking at a flat surface of a map. But when you get out in the ocean, you're not really looking at a flat surface. You're looking at cubic instead of square miles. Because life changes as you go into depth also. And a lot of times that life out there becomes the food resource for the fisheries that happen in shallow water. So it's important to understand this is way bigger than just 197 square miles. It's because of the cubic volume of it.
Talking to Commissioner Terry Thompson, you're listening to Lincoln County Connections. Stay with us. We'll continue the discussion, and we'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Commissioner Terry Thompson on the program today. We're discussing the letter Terry sent last week to the governor of the Coastal Caucus about the Pacific Regional Ocean Uses Atlas Maps. And Terry, you were describing to us the types of uses, the types of stakeholders in ocean planning. Decipher for us, when we think about the use of the ocean, your history, fishing, then into politics, did we even look at the kind of data we look at now back when you really began commercial fishing?
Oh, absolutely not. You remember in those days, I mean, I started back in, I'd be about 19, I guess when I was a little kid, so about 1953. In those days, there was no regulation. We didn't have any safety regulations. We didn't have good weather forecasts. We didn't have any of these kinds of regulations, and people weren't even thinking about ocean zoning. Ocean zoning has come forward fairly fast in the process because of the potential for energy production. When the price of energy went up, we started looking for, and hearing about global warming, we started looking for renewable natural resource energy sources. And that's what was driving a lot of our problem. Now, other areas of the ocean have been, I mean, you could have it for all kinds of purposes. Military is a person who uses zones. I mean, we've had zones, marine reserve zones, all this different zoning, but it puts what has literally been an open ocean on the west coast. Most of it's just been like the United States was when the Indians, you're harvesting units for agriculture for your own use. And then all of a sudden, here comes new groups that want to start fencing the ocean off and telling you can't use this part or that part. And we're in somewhat the similar situation as early Americans, because when they basically just came in and said, this is ours, unless you worked out a treaty or an agreement, you didn't have a leg to stand on. Well, unless we sit down and start talking about where it's the best utilization of the ocean for citizens of the state of Oregon, citizens of the United States, or the user groups, you're going to wind up being the loser from now into the future. And I'll say it over and over and over again. Oregon's biggest asset is the ocean, and we haven't even started to utilize its potential yet.
Well, the governor and the secretary of the interior asked you to come to Portland a couple weeks ago. What were they looking for from you? Some knowledge?
Well, they were no. What happened was this, I got a call on a Friday night and asked me to be, I think it was Monday, to be in it was Monday or Tuesday in Portland, and to have sit down with the Secretary of Interior, Sally Jewell, and BOEM's Director Boudreaux, and the Governor were there. Plus, there was a bunch of agency people, and they invited four different fishermen from up and down the coast. I mean, I'm a county official, but I was a fisherman for years, and I work on these guys, all leaders in the industry. And what they were doing was announcing a wind float project off of Coos Bay. The Coos Bay fishermen had agreed to give a small section of the grounds out there for putting up very big wind towers that and they're way offshore. And they were announcing that this was moving forward. I mean, we still have, there's a long process to go through. This is no means done, but it had passed through the initial process with BOEMS, Bureau of Ocean Management and Energy, who now, it's the old Mineral Management Service. They're the leasing agency for the ocean.
And that BOEM is the term now. We don't use Mineral Management Service
right.
anymore. Okay.
Well, it's, and they're actually the second largest revenue producing agency in the United States by the income tax people. They're the ones who lease oil sites. Mm. They're the ones who lease land. Well, on land, you have a different group, but Bureau of Ocean Management leases the oil sites in the ocean. Not BOEMS is the second largest, but the old Mineral Management Service. It's a big organization, and they do mining. They do extractive uses.
Right.
And so they invited us up there, and I was surprised. I thought we were just going to get in, hear an announcement and, you know, stand in the background. But instead, they actually came in and had a meeting with the fishermen and different other users at a round table, and we got to ask questions directly back and forth. Well, the one thing the fishing industry said is over and over and over is we want to be at the table. We want to be a part of this process. That we don't want to fight with you. We want to be able to sit down and talk about the problems with other users that want to be out there and try to optimize that they get what they need. And the fishing industry is able to preserve as much of the grounds as possible to try to work in a truly collaborative nature. Mm. And all of the people said, yes, this is what they want to do. Here's all the directors. 2 weeks later, here comes out this PRUA process, right. which was started way before this meeting. But here's this maps of the ocean that are completely inadequate. They were done by literally having three meetings in the state of Oregon. They didn't invite a very wide range of people. I know whole ports that didn't even have an idea. Depot Bay didn't even have an idea this was going on. They didn't call Depot Bay. Yet it has the state's largest charter fleet. They're a user out there. And their whole economy is based on you know, utilization of the ocean. Mm-hmm. They should have been in the room. So, and it happened up and down the whole coast. There was only one person, I think, from the fisheries in Portland. And here in Newport, there were several people from the crab fishery, but there was only one person from the, or two people from, I'd say, the test trawl background, and none of the midwater trawlers who are a big user offshore of a very productive fishery. And wasn't in Coos Bay, but I hear it was better attended there. Of course, that's where the project was going. But then they went back and drew up these maps and sent them out for my approval. And when I looked at them, I said, wow, this thing is really poorly done because they didn't bring into historic consideration. We have a huge area out here called the Rockfish Conservation Zone. It's an area where we've tried to preserve rockfish, and we've been told by National Marine Fisheries Service that, and the council's worked on it for years, that if we rebuild these stocks, then eventually in the future we'll get to go back and fish there. Well, when you look at these maps, that area that we haven't been fishing looks like the ideal place. Well, we'll just stick energy sources here. Well, there's areas that, sure, you could do energy production there, but there's also areas there that are potentially huge assets for food again in the future.
Talking to Commissioner Terry Thompson. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on Lincoln County Connections. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections, Commissioner Terry Thompson. We're discussing the letter that you sent last week, Terry, in regard to the PRUA map. So what is your enthusiasm about we can fix them and make them more accurate? I mean, is there an opportunity here?
Well, there's an opportunity if we're going to. Oregon does a lot of things different in management than a lot of the rest of the United States. We've tried to be collaborative in every sense. But here's the situation. Do I know if I can win this or not? No, because federal agencies have a lot of power. All I can do is try to give them logical arguments of why they should do it differently. But if we don't do it right, what worries me is I've seen so often these federal agencies, especially this agency, I mean, they're entrusted with one thing, energy development. other agencies, such as Department of Agriculture and National Marine Fisheries Service. I'm not sure exactly how their relationship, but I'm worried that they'll have a box they have to check. And they say, oh, we went out and did public hearings. Well, they'll minimize the public hearings. I mean, they put them in places that, you know, people won't normally go or don't invite a lot of people. And you go, oh, and they'll say, oh, this is no big deal. But then 2 years from now, you go back to them and say, hey, we've got all this information that says this shouldn't go here. And they say, well, we already had the public meetings and nobody showed up. You're dead in the water. You either play the game from day one and keep pushing them for better and better science, or you're looking at maybe not getting the potential benefits from the resource that are there.
Well, it seems like, you know, you're thinking out of the box. You've already been asked for your advisement in advance. I mean, there is obviously some respect for you and your history and your political persuasion. So this sounds like it's going to work out.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, I'm just trying to get people educated of what's coming down the road. This is something new. We've never been in this situation before. But remember, they made quotes of what they told us they were going to do to work with the fishing industry, meet with us early, often, work with us so that we didn't wind up in litigations in the future. It's a lot easier to not litigate something and work in a collaborative nature. We've proved that with fiber optic cable industry. When they came to Oregon, we started out and saying, okay, we'll work with you. We found out now that we work great together, and we don't have those litigations that they do in a lot of other places in the rest of the world. And consequently, we have far less cable breaks. The same thing's true with this industry. We may never get to quite the relationship we did there, but we're better off than having attorneys fight it out for years by sitting down and saying, okay, is there a logical way we can work together to get what we both need out of this vast asset off Oregon?
Yeah. It really is a win-win for everybody if it's done right.
If it's done right.
Okay.
And so I've been involved with ocean since I was a kid. I worked with when the Russian fleet was out here, the fisheries had been sidelined. This isn't the first time for me that I've been in this process, but it seems like if you don't get engaged early and you don't have public support who is educated, and that's one of the things I'm trying to do, educate the public of what's going on so that we can defend ourselves as a state.
Well, you know, by sending that letter and the media coverage that you've gotten so far, I mean, that's certainly encouraging. It seems like a lot of our local media, OPB called you the other day. The regional media seem to be picking up on it, so that's a good step in the right direction.
I hope it is. All I can do is keep saying, guys, this is your future. This is your children's future we're playing with right now.
Okay. Well, that was Commissioner Terry Thompson. And thank you for joining us today. I did want to make a quick reminder before we go. We will archive this podcast. Quinnebec Communications archives these broadcasts as well on the county homepage. If this is something you want to follow up on, you'll find that information there. And, of course, we have all our commissioner videos online as well for you to review. So the information is there. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you same time, same place next week, Lincoln County Connections.